The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Great to see all of you gathered here this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning. What a great place. When you look at a map of the United States, this is the place to be in the middle of summer, right where we are, while everyone else cooks. This morning, I just want to start off with a question just to get our minds thinking about what we're going to talk about this morning. How many of you had the experience of being an intern or an apprentice in life and anything? Anybody? Yeah, a few people? Yeah, sometimes that can be a real challenge, can it, being an intern, especially if your boss is very harsh. I remember when I was an intern, as I was a vicar, that's what they call an intern as a pastor, my boss was excellent, but he loved to throw practical jokes all the time with me. And he told me one of the last Sundays that I was with him in Florida, he said, "Jeremy, you really got to try out going shirtless underneath your robe while you worship. It'll keep you cool when you lead worship." And so I actually tried it, because he had done it all year. He said, "Do it, just try it." And I placed my shirt in the back. The place for changing was behind the church. And he went behind the altar and hid my shirt. I didn't know where he had placed it. Church ended, and I walked out. I had to walk out through the sanctuary with a bare chest. It was, man, I'll never forget how my mentor played practical jokes on me. Well, this morning we're going to hear about the mentor-apprentice relationship that Jesus had with his disciples. And a few people raised their hand this morning. We're going to all raise our hands this morning, because we're going to find out that being a disciple of Jesus is nothing more than being an apprentice, his apprentice. He's the master, and we follow the pattern that he's given for us. And I think that's going to be a great encouragement for us as we gather for worship. There are just a couple of announcements to share with the congregation this morning about what's coming ahead. The first thing is that this next weekend is something big's going on in Philomath. Does anyone know what's going on? Kind of big? The Philomath Frolic and Rodeo is coming this weekend. And at Peace, you may have heard, we are going to have the pageant for the Queen for the rodeo here at our location, the Fellowship Hall. And that pageant is going to be on Friday and also Saturday. I don't know the exact times. I'll email them out to the congregation. If you want to come, please come and check it out. It should be quite exciting. I did hear in Bible study this morning, the Grand Marshal for, Rob Schultz was saying this, the Grand Marshal for the Philomath Frolic and Rodeo is our own Dan Johnson. So, Peace is getting well represented in the Frolic and Rodeo this year. Yeah. Attendance was just going to plummet. No, I'm just kidding. I'm teasing. Also, something to keep in mind, this year we are having the stargazing at Peace. It's going to be July 19th. Joyce might have something to say about that. Are you going to say anything?
I was thinking of Friday.
Okay, Friday. So go ahead and mark that on your calendars. It's Thursday, July 19th. John Cowens is coming. And I've never met someone so excited about the planet Mars. He's excited, and he wants to share some things with you. And then we're going to go out on the patio for some games and also some viewing of the constellations and the moon. That evening, July 19th, we're going to start that at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. I think that does it for my announcements. I know we got some others lining up here. I'll pass it off to Joyce.
All right. Friday night at the Grand Oaks Clubhouse, where Pastor lives, we have a youth movie night and swim. So, and we'll have a taco bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's Friday, July 13th, 5:30. Come on down if you have kids or you know kids or grandkids or whatever. Come on down.
All right, Janie.
Pieces by Peace meets tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning here in the Fellowship Hall. If anybody wants to know any more about it, please contact me or Kay in the Fellowship Hall afterwards. Thank you.
Great. And Jeanette.
I'm just going to introduce myself, if those don't know me or don't remember my name, but hi,
yeah,
Jeanette.
Thank you.
I just wanted to touch a little more on the stargazing event on the 19th. It's going to be great. If you were here last year, it was just a very informative presentation, so it's going to be like that again. I was a very good girl. I followed pastor's footsteps, and I checked the weather. And it's going to be a warm day and a very clear night, but it might be breezy. If you want to stargaze after we move outside, go farther out onto the grass, bring your lawn chairs or your blankets. While it's a little darker away from the lights of the church, you might be able to see better. It about 10 mile an hour winds, so it might be breezy, so bring your sweatshirt. A crucial part of making this evening a success, though, is that we need some help. Even though I've been helping with the planning, I'm not going to be here that evening. So some of the things that I would help do and help Ellen with, I can't. So we're really asking for some volunteers. We set up the chairs in the fellowship hall, so we need help moving tables out of the way, setting up the chairs. We're going to have some food, so we're going to need help in the kitchen. We have some decor that's going to go outside, so if somebody can help set that up. Have a few games for kids. Bring your kids, by the way. There'll be face painting and cornhole and hopefully some other things. But if anybody wants to come and kind of oversee a couple of games. And super important, we need help with cleaning up. So if you are able, please see Ellen and tell her that you're there to help that night. So thank you.
Great. And Stella has an announcement too. Darn, we have to clean up, Jeanette. Man, dang.
Sorry.
All right, yeah.
Yes, the Benton County Republican Women are wanting tattered American flags. We're going to be burning the flags over at the fairgrounds next Saturday, and we would like people to bring them, and they will be done properly with the fire and the Boy Scouts. And David, our son, is the Boy Scout leader, and those young men are going to be working with us on that. There will be a notice in the paper, too. And so look for that. And let me see, we'll have another time before that happens. But we're really excited about this. I'm going to be going down my road and talking to the people and getting their flags that they have. It's very important that we take care of our flags. And when they do have the threads along the side and stuff, that's not what we want for our flag. We want wonderful, beautiful flags. So if you could do that and bring them to church, that'd be fine. That'd be great. And I'll be glad to haul them home. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Stella. We're going to open our worship with a hymn of praise, the song being This Is the Day. Let us rise as we sing this song together.